This episode of Ape TV is sponsored by Beefy Finance, the multi-chain yield optimizer. Got crypto? Choose Beefy. Welcome to Ape TV. I'm your host, B Ridiculous. I'm here with Luca Lamberti, 99 Stars co-founder. How are you doing today, Luca?
Hey, B, nice to be here today. I'm doing good, you know, starting back with crazy work after a very short vacation, let's say, break for our holidays. Very interesting times, so we cannot stop, and we are excited also to be here today and answer some of your questions.
Awesome, man. It's been a minute. We've had a lot of, like, I've been sick, you've been sick, and we're finally getting this out here. And yeah, I know everybody's super excited. This is the very first Ape TV episode of 2022. So I'm super excited to get into it, man.
Yeah, we started 2022 with some action. And now I have some voice. You're right. I've been a little bit sick lately. Maybe too much work, not enough sleep. Also back and forth, cold and hot. So now I have my voice back. So I hope to give a sense to what I'm saying now that I have a voice.
Definitely, definitely. All right, so 99 Stars, you're building the world's biggest NFT yield ecosystem. You also are ApeSwap's latest and greatest IAO. So first off, congrats on the successful launch. And can you tell us how was your experience being IAO number 10?
Well, first of all, we did not expect that big success. We were expecting some good success from previous IAO, but what happened on ApeSwap was just outstanding, you know? We were shocked. They did a great job. For us, it was really an amazing experience. We have to build up everything very fast and short time. So it was intense moments of work. And you know, when you go fast, sometimes you can miss some parts. Some things are undone or not perfect. But when we ended up talking, for me, it was the first time I was talking to ApeSwap team. I found really great people. And that helped a lot. I mean, very cooperative, smart, nice people, professional. And honestly, I enjoyed working with them. We all enjoyed working with them. And we actually recommend everyone to deal with ApeSwap team because they're really fantastic. And they did a great job. So for us, it was really nice experience. Really, I felt good about it. We've seen good results. And even what's happening and what they're doing today as a follow-up, super professional, really happy to work with them, really.
Yeah, that's just amazing. And we put everything into IAOs. And if you look at our past too, with our previous partners, we try to stay in touch. We do as much as we can to help as possible. And yeah, I mean, it's great to
We've seen it actually. We have seen this total cooperation. I mean, they were like part of the core 99 Stars team. I love this. Not everybody's the same, okay? But I really like very much the professional and friendly approach of ApeSwap team. I really liked it a lot. I mean, from entrepreneur, from my perspective, you know, I'm always looking for help, especially when we have so many things going on. We never have enough resources, so need help. And when you see partners that are really acting as partners in that professional way, that helps a lot. So probably the result, the great result we had for the high level of a subscription is the result of their effort too. They do a great job and they get great results.
Yeah, that's our motto, man. It's we leave nobody behind. So, and I managed our admins, and I know a lot of them jumped over to your guys' Telegram and, you know, all your guys' networks to help with questions, because sometimes it's to like a new user, like claiming all this and, you know, all these different transactions. I mean, we have around 42 admins right now. So if you're not at that level of like admins and moderators, it's super tough. And
because you have a different level of people, you know, with different level of knowledge.
Yep.
So you need to answer everyone.
everyone.
From high to low level, entry level, exactly. You have to be professional. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I remember the war room. It was a very stressing moment for me because some things did not work out properly on our side. And wow, on your side, it was everything perfect and smooth. So you guys did really amazing. And you're still doing amazing. Actually, today, this is still a follow-up of the partnership. You know, you see, you really care of your audience, of your community, and of your partners. And everybody can see this. Not just to talk. I mean, it's real.
Now, we know how the IAO went for you guys. It went pretty great. Let's dive into the history of 99 Stars. Walk us through the creation up into the IAO.
So the original idea of 99 Stars began back in summer 2020. We initially, in July, August 2020, with Tony G., another co-founder and friend and partner, we created the Superfast Team, which was for Formula One, that's a time game or in Rev ecosystem. And we put lots of efforts to create the biggest team. So we bought a lot of assets. We hired players. We actually hired the best players out there. And we are still leading the leaderboard since over 1 year in the game. And initially, it was just to build like an esports team, a game. Then I was so lucky to meet the genius brain of Yatsiu, the founder and chairman of Animoca Brands. And talking to him every day, I got to know his real vision about play to earn and the inside industry. And that opened my mind and my heart. So from that moment on, I fell in love with this and we decided to build something bigger. It was October, November 2020, and we started immediately to work and plan this esports organization, global esports organization. That was the goal. Then, of course, pretty fast, and we adapted to all the evolutions. So at the beginning, we involved a lot of people. Some of them later decided to go on their own, creating a similar project. Others stayed loyal to our core team of founders and idea. And many more joined later. So now today the team involves about 40 people between core advisors and external helpers, but still, you know, part of the team. And what you see today is actually the evolution of the original Superfast team, but something much bigger and wider, which is here to help the entire industry, not a single ecosystem or a single game, a single community. We are here to help the entire gaming, blockchain gaming industry through building a massive guild and lending solutions and services and corporations and partnerships with game studios. So it's really big now. And it's all coming after 1 year, a little bit more than 1 year of hard work of talented people, loyal, honest, and talented people. What you see is just the result of those efforts. And we are barely starting.
Yeah,
so much to come.
Just getting started, man. It's super exciting just seeing all these new projects pop up. Like GameFi is amazing. I don't know how many games I play right now, but it's a lot.
And it's wonderful. I became back a gamer again because of blockchain. I mean, what I'm seeing today happening is what Yat. Talking with Yat, understood it would happen back in 2020. So, there is time from the vision. I mean, it's not really a vision. It's just seeing what's happening, but what's happening takes a few years. So we can easily foresee that in the next 2-5 years, the industry is going to boom and we're going to have dozens of millions of new people entering the blockchain industry through gaming. So the gaming will be, in my opinion, the biggest factor of mass adoption of crypto in the world.
Oh, it will. Yeah, I'm a firm believer in that as well. Like once you see like PlayStation, Microsoft, you know, Nintendo,
massive numbers, numbers.
I think people underestimate the gaming industry, and it's not to be taken lightly.
It's not taken seriously by some people, but everyone knows, everyone knowledge that the gaming industry is the biggest industry in the world, bigger than TV, mass media, music, you know, Hollywood. All those combined are smaller than only the gaming industry. It's massive number with over like 2 billion people playing with whatever device, whatever kind of game, but numbers are huge. Imagine when people can play as they do, they used to do, but earn some money, earn collectibles, earn stuff. They make money out of playing. Oh, I mean, how can that happen?
Right.
It has to happen. How and when, we will see, but it's going to happen. It's, no,
it's going to. I seen something with Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Which project was that?
I don't remember another project. I was following Ubisoft from back in 2000 when I started as a trader and a professional trader. It was one of the stocks I know very well in the gaming industry at the time, I remember. And now Ubisoft invested in Animoca brand. So it's actually investing in our partner and co-founder. And I think it's one of the major brands stepping in seriously with open mind in the gaming industry, blockchain gaming industry. So I expect many more to follow. In the future, somehow I see people playing the PlayStation, but a blockchain game. PlayStation just as hardware, the software is in blockchain. This is what I see in the near future, not in 10 years, so way before than that. Unless PlayStation wants to lose track. If Sony decides to lose market shares, then they need to decide to step out or away from blockchain gaming.
Yeah, definitely. I just can't wait to hear more about your guys' stuff. Could you give us some detail on the NFT vault?
Okay, you're right to ask. It is, of course, a good question. But we like to do things done in a proper way. So I'm asking already, I'm in touch with a third-party auditor to audit all our wallets. Because today, the vault is not a single wallet. It's actually emptied what will be the real vault. It's spread into many wallets at the moment. So it's quite, and it has like 12,000 assets. So it's kind of complicated, you know. to make a split, a list of what we have, based on games, parts, tier, value. So we are working with third parties company specialized in this to help us out, giving a breakdown of what we have. And we will do it in that way as soon as possible. At the moment, what I can say is that we have at the moment 12,000 gaming assets, several million dollars worth in many games. For strategic reasons, we don't reveal all the assets we have in our games, because very often we are invested in more games that we announce, because buy assets, go in the marketplace, go check the communities, check the game, test the game, play, we see the ROI of the game, how it works, the features, and then we decide to build initial guild, like we announced recently with Titan Arena, and three more to announce in the next 2 weeks. So we first test the game, and once we feel confident and this game could be for us, we start building serious stuff, and then we start announcing the assets, the guild, and so on. So the procedure, even in the future, will be this. Now, in the moment, we're investing in 20 games that we are not announcing, more or less.
Okay. Yeah. It's just interesting to hear, like, how it's set up and how you guys are going about it. I like the idea. Mm-hmm. I like the vault idea. I like the renting of NFTs. I as soon as I entered your website, I liked everything.
The vault is in the tokenomics. The vault has 27% of the tokenomics, which means that by tokenomics and then by the 27% of the circulating supply over 9.5 years. Of course, today's small portion on a regular basis, every month we unlock a little bit. This portion of circulating supply will be used to increase the vault, which means buying more assets, making partnerships with games for assets. For example, we can make Saft with game studios, game teams, so we can have assets and they invest in 99 Stars at the same time. And we build the vault over time. So it's going to be, I think, in a few years from now, if market does what we said before, our vault will be valued a few $100 million. That's the plan. And of course, we're going to invest in most promising games and huge communities. So we need to automatize also the processes. Some processes need to be automatized. The vault will be public, will be a public affair, especially because we're looking for a DAO management system in the near future. So it will be public. We're just organizing now to give more details of these vaults and which assets we are investing in. I understand people want to know this, yeah, but sometimes it's better to wait for a better outcome. Confusion out with some information's written here, there. We need to pack up the information in a proper way. It's like public audit. So this, yeah, is my legit background, tells me to do things in a super professional way. So I want to go that way.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds amazing, man. I love your Guild memberships. Now, how do they actually work? And guild sharing sounds super interesting. How does that work as well?
Yes, basically it's the concept is the scholarships. So let's say we have 1,000 gaming assets in our vault, in our wallets, okay? And makes eligible 1,000 people to have a scholarship, okay? We give the assets, we give the ecosystem, the structure, the research, the academy, the teaching, the teamwork, team building, team management. We provide all sorts of services, okay? People just have to put time, cooperation, and play the game with our assets. The yield they generate, the revenues they generate, is going to be shared with us. Shared with us, it's the player, the team captain, game manager, and 99 Stars. And all the revenues that we generate from gaming will go into the to incentivize the community of players and to grow the vault and buy more assets, because once we see that we're doing good, we buy more assets and we open more positions for scholarships. So basically, people just put their precious time at work with our assets and our guidance. And I believe in the near future, we are already in contact with some amazing players and guild managers. Some of them will not just be players, some of them part of the team, maybe game manager, team captains, you know, so they will have a more important role inside the ecosystem, gaming ecosystem. And everyone, all the contributors of this ecosystem, we share the revenues they generate. So if they generate $1 million in 1 month, they know they have to split this $1 million between 99 Stars Vault, gamers, helpers, captains, everyone. So it depends on them. We invest in their time and in their skills, and we share the revenue.
That's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah. I like it, man. Yeah.
And it works. Kind of... Actually, it's live. Yeah. It works. Now, December.
Okay.
Three weeks only of Guild in December. We had a record month. I don't know if it's luck. We will announce soon the results for December. We're barely starting and barely using our assets. We already generated a massive income for the month of December, plus the new guilds. We already have new people, players, using our assets in Titan Arena, for example, since a few days, and they are already generating revenues. So these are the revenues we share. Exactly those they make from play to earn, the yield generated from the games. This is why we are carefully picking up the right games, the right strategy, the right assets, because not all the games are as easy to play. Not all the games have a good return on investment. You know, there are ups and downs in our games. So we carefully choose what better suits our strategy and our ecosystem, which is now mostly manual. So we started, it's true, but at the same time, we are on manual mode still, because our devs are working very hard on delivering top-notch features and tools very soon. Meanwhile, we did not wait. We are already growing on the guild and on the gaming side. And of course, there will be all kind of players and levels and games. So some players will only have a $10 asset to. Others might have $50,000 in assets to play with. It depends on the game and depends on the player. So for some people, it could mean several thousand dollars in yield generated every month. So it's not small. It's not a small game, actually.
Yeah, it makes me want to be a gamer even more.
You should. We would teach you how to maximize your time while with play to earn and make a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, that was my dream.
All our best players. Yeah, I mean, it's not the reality. All our best players make several thousand dollars per month, which is more than their salary, and that they are planning to leave their job just to focus more on play to earn with us, because they can make much more and have fun. Plus, yeah, they are in history, something new. We don't know what's going to happen, man. I don't know. Maybe we boom and we are the pioneers and the heroes of tomorrow, the legends of tomorrow, maybe.
Right.
are born in now.
You know, in 99 stars is like, that's like a catchy name too. That'd be like, hey,
yeah, could we need stars.
Could be history in the making right here.
Yeah, could be.
So now you say you pick the right games, you pick the right everything, but now how do you pick your players? Like, what kind of players are you looking for? Also, what is the plan for onboarding the players?
Yeah, we actually looking for all kinds of players, from beginners to experts, rich, middle, low class. It doesn't really matter. Okay, it depends how more their attitude and skills in the game. Or most of those games are new to 99% of the people out there. So except few games where there is some knowledge in communities, it's all new for everyone. So to be part of a team is much easier, because you can have like 20, 50, 100 people talking about tips, you know, sharing tips. We will create tutorials. We will create special access to 99 Stars Academy. So basically, even if you are a newbie and you don't have much experience with gaming, we don't know. Maybe after a few weeks, you are a champion. Because we can just teach them some basics. They discover they are good gamers. And there are all kinds of games. So all kinds of games, all kinds of mind setups, all kinds of levels. So even entry-level people are fine. I mean, we are here to grow the industry, and the industry has to start from somewhere. It's not true that only the best players bring value. No, a big community of beginners can also bring lots of values, because they will have like beginner's perspective, you know? So it's different perspective, different kind of skills, and that makes altogether a nice game environment, which is actually what we're looking for.
Yeah, it's, yeah, the community, yeah, is pretty huge. It's pretty huge, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so for now we are having, like, for example, we had a very excellent response to our first 6 seats only open to token holders, because our early adopters and token holders are important to us. So we're reserving them some special seats with good assets. And we see the need of opening more, because the demand is huge. This is organic, okay? Replying to you on how we plan to onboard players. This is organic, just from our social. But we will do a real extensive marketing and advertising campaign and actions to maximize our reach, plus some partnerships with game studios. So I think January is a breakthrough month for us. Doesn't matter we just did the 2 weeks ago, because we're only talking about 2 weeks ago we are out, not 2 years ago. But we already working on partnerships with game studios. And from there, I expect to see a better reach to the communities of players, because they need us, we need them. So we all want the community to grow and become proficient. So I think through partnerships plus marketing, we will reach lots of people. We working on making first tests and preparing the tools that can enable us to welcome thousands of people. Because today, for some games, we are not able to manage 100 accounts. Imagine 5,000. So as soon as we'll be ready, very soon, we will boost the number of players and everything and reach and grow our community by multiples, really.
Now, a message from our sponsor. Want to make your crypto work harder? Then Beefy Finance is exactly what you're looking for. Earn APY while you sleep across multiple blockchains at the click of a button. Beefy Finance is the multi-chain yield optimizer that will help you maximize your gains. Sit back, relax, and auto-compound across 10 blockchains without lifting a finger. With 0% deposit and withdrawal fees available on Crypto.com's Kronos network, there's no reason to miss out. Join $75 million of total value locked and make your stake matter with Kronos. We all want to be the first movers, so why not take part today? Visit beefy.finance, connect your wallet, and see what all the fuss is about. There's never a bad day with a juicy, beefy stake. All it takes is one little tweet by somebody big that has millions of followers. They're like, hey, check this out on this, you know, network, and then you're super booming.
Yeah. Yeah, we're preparing now. We are developing a lot. Our devs, we have a very strong development team. Very strong CTO from Silicon Valley, experienced CTO from Silicon Valley, very rare to have in the crypto industry. And they didn't stop. They're working non-stop, and we're growing the team also with only top-level people. They are working non-stop to build, non-stop. During all the vacation, summer vacations, they worked non-stop on building, accelerating and going. So we are already testing some features internally. And as soon as we are ready, I'm sure that some people, like you said, millions of followers, they can boost our ecosystem. But we need to be ready to welcome this. We don't want to collapse because we have too much, you know, too many people reaching us. So now we make the tests. Once we're ready, we will only push.
Definitely. Yeah. It's it's one thing is, you don't want to be like, not ready for any of that stuff. I definitely understand that. And I definitely understand building every day. Like, that's exactly what we do here at ApeSwap every day, 24/7. There's no breaks. There's no breaks here. Crypto in general, you can't really take a break. So I'm super excited about your project. GameFi is massive. Cool. It's massive, it right? When can us apes see this platform in action?
Well, the first rough version, it's already on game by game. It's a manual mod with limitations, not games, not using all our assets. It's not automated, but the apes can just stake some STZ and apply for the seats we have available for token holders and enter the of the ecosystem. Very basic and manual, but it's already live. I mean,
silently you already live. Mentioned that.
For example, for a Titan Arena, we already had a team before, and then we decided, okay, let's buy some assets for the token holders, and let's start with six of them. And we receive dozens and dozens of applications already. I think it's going to grow very fast on that side. So we are planning about opening to 100 more positions in the next 2 weeks. Yeah, and this is all one game. So it's rough, you know, it's manual. We have to send out emails. It's not automatic. It's a snapshot. There are many things that are in manual mode. But the flow, the process is the same. So they can already start entering the team of 99 Stars and in the play-to-earn ecosystems that we are building. They can already start now. Maybe they won't find their favorite game yet, but they can start with other games. We select only the best anyway.
Yeah, that's amazing to hear. I'm going to check it out right after this podcast. All right, so you want to get into the tokenomics of STZ? And what are the benefits for the early investors?
Yes. So I suggest to visit our official website, 99stars.io. There you can have the light paper with more detail on the tokenomics, how we structure it, where we're going, what about the DAO and other relevant information that we are updating on a weekly basis. But most of the tokenomics is in the light paper. So being numbers, it's maybe easier to go through the official website. And about the early investors, yeah, they have benefits. They can benefit from amazing pools like on ApeSwap. ApeSwap is doing great about it. It's entertaining the STZ token holders, giving them some revenues. Fantastic. They can receive, they receive exclusive NFTs like those made by Bondly or another we gave out 500 racing cars for Rev Racing, 99 stars branded cars. More NFTs prizes are coming. We often give them some airdrop. They are, as we just mentioned 2 minutes ago, the first to be eligible to enter our guild. So imagine, we are building a guild on a game. We think on thousands of players, but now we start with 10, 20, 30 to make tests. And those people are lucky because they can deal directly with our internal game manager and team, core team. It's a privileged position, you know. For me, from my perspective, it's very important to be early adopter and of system. And you can start talking with the right people, the decision makers people. And if you're good by time, you will grow at the same time as our guild grow, which means pretty fast, actually. So this is a huge advantage, honestly. If you are thinking on play to earn, this is huge advantage 99 stars early stages, because at the beginning, it's always easier. Look, 2 years ago, 1.5 years ago, I was talking every day, many times a day with Yasu, the chairman of Animoca. We were talking about many things, not only about play to earn. Okay, today we are so busy that we need to schedule a 30-minute call with days in advance. He's super busy man, extremely busy. I am very busy. You know, things change. So the luck has been to have time to talk and, you know, exchange opinions when we had time. And I think that the early token holder stars or STZ token are exactly in this position with us now, because we are set to become massive. So later we will be all busy with a different, more complex structure. So this is, to my opinion, a very high valuable position. But in general, we're also preparing more surprise and gift for the token holders, especially those that support the game from early stages. And we will announce some of them very shortly. So, of course, these are only a few of the advantages, other than also receiving the knowledge that our game specialists have. Also, this is an advantage. On long term, for everyone, but now it's accessible only to token holders. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's always good to be an early adapter. It's one of those things where, yeah, I mean, I joined a couple projects back in 2017 that didn't pan out. But if they did pan out, I'd be sitting super really good, you know, and I didn't.
Yeah.
And it's just like anything, and don't invest more than you can lose. So it's pretty much.
Of course, it doesn't have to be big. But yeah, you know, in 2017, I invested in 20 projects, okay, mostly. But five projects were the big ones. Two Russian project scammed me. I mean, I lost it all. I mean, they even did a good scam, actually. Even good as scammer. I don't want to say the name, but one, I have it here in my tongue because they really fooled me properly. But then the other three projects during the winter, you have to be patient. But yeah, we were working it. I've seen teams one didn't do well, but two did well. Especially one, and that one paid out for 20 previous plus more. So, yeah, you know, yeah. We are not at risk, as you can see. We have a strong team. We have good finances.
Good structure.
Partners that partners that are massive. The industry is a good one. Here, and plus, we buy assets. So basically, we have, fundamentally, we have a basement of assets that grow in value over time. So it's really impossible to go to zero. Of course, it is impossible. But it's not going to be so easy to go to the stars, because it's a complicated to create ecosystem. It's a big challenge, but you know, we're here to become number one, and therefore we need to deliver number one level solutions.
Yeah, and you know, from what I see already, you guys are doing great. So yeah, a lot of projects don't even compliment them or give them stuff like you guys are doing. So that's just great. That just shows good morals by the team and all that stuff. So I appreciate it. And I'm sure everybody that's invested in you guys already appreciate it.
Thank you. Yes. I'm from my perspective, internal perspective, I know we're going to boost very, very shortly. Now the market is soft. We did a super successful public launch, private and public launch, but unfortunately the market became fearful right after the launch. So people that invest in our token just for the price might be a little bit deceived, or after 2-3 weeks of listing, wow, in a very depressed and scary market in general. So, but this is the price we boost easily. The price of the token is sometimes just speculation. What people should look at is what we are building, because that is rock solid and that will support the price over time.
Yeah, that's exactly what we preach. That we preach that at ApeSwap as well. It's like, if it's up, that's great, right? But if it's down, everybody's FUDding. It's like, what, you guys don't see what we're doing. We're building every day. And it's hard because people think that crypto's a get rich quick type thing, and it's really not anymore. You got to make
it could strategic. Happen. It could happen, but it's not a rule.
Super likely. It's not super likely.
But this is not an empty crypto project. We might go anytime. We might go to raise equity as well in the institutional equity raise. We can do this at any time. So we are thinking, you know, institutional, because there is a merging between institutional legit industry, financial and gaming, and crypto. You know, it's all merging into one. So we need to think professional. And this is what we're doing. Here we buy assets, we generate yield, we generate revenues. I mean, how many projects can generate revenues from day one? Because I will announce this shortly, okay? I'm just waiting for, there's always a little bit of delay between the month, what you generate and what you withdraw in some games. So it takes a few days. But I would say that within the 10th, maximum the 15th of January, that we generated in December. And this is more important than token price. Because token price will sooner or later follow those numbers. Not the way around.
Yep. It's all about the project. It's not about what price. Cardano was, 4 cents a couple of years ago. And we're still waiting on like a bunch of stuff for it, but they kept on building. They kept on building. And then here we are now. You know,
exactly. So surprise.
It's a patient, you know, you got to be patient with any project. You still got to be patient with Bitcoin. you got to be patient with everything. And that's the main thing I try to preach is, look, if you believe in this project and you see work being done, you're going to see gains in the next few months, right? Like, as long as you keep on building. That's pretty much it. Like, that's what I try to preach to all the new people I bring.
Many games are coming out in the industry because we are investing in very early stages also. You know, talking about the early stage investors. Well, we are early stage we are investors in early stage of games. It's the same. So we buy assets that can grow in value or utility in the future, but the future could be 6 months, 1 year. So basically we put today the money on the table for things that we will fully use in 6-12 months from now. But we expect that when time comes, that money has grown in value, and our users can benefit from our visionary early investing. At the same time, we test. So it's the same for all kinds of partners. But most of all, we look for gamers, believers, people that really want to grow in an emerging. It's an emerging project. It's still not known as it should be, but it's fine because soon it will be really known for what it is, for what is perceived with Yacht and Tony G over 1 year ago. I mean, what you see today is not even all the tip of the iceberg.
Because we
suffered, we have to be honest, we suffered a major leaks from the beginning. When I involved some people that decided to do something similar in competition. And then when I see my ideas in someone else's slide paper, it pissed me off a little bit. At the same time, it makes me proud. Because those ideas that they're using is just 10% of what I knew. So cool. Now we will see. Now we're going to build. Now we're going to create something massive. And we want to do it in the proper way, solid, stable, self-sustainable. The project is already self-sustainable. You will see from first, self-sustainable already. It's not about how much the token is priced in the market, because we barely listed now in the depressed market, but it's about how many people will adopt our system, our gaming ecosystems, use our assets to generate yield. This is way more important. And how we structured our partnerships with game studios and other kind of, these things are for me way more important than anything else.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, you did mention partners. You've already stacked up an impressive list of partners, including us here at ApeSwap. Are there any new partners that in the pipeline that you guys can talk about?
Yes, there are new partners. We will announce some new partnerships in the next days. This is planned. I will cross marketing. And I'm talking about still investors, partners that invested in us in early stages that we did not disclose all of them yet. With some of them, we are already working on some game strategies and game guilds groups. So it's quite interesting. And I have to be honest. In general, I'm very grateful for the beautiful list of partners we had. I mean, we really have lots of nice partners. It's a blessing for a new project. It's really a blessing. So I believe that in the long term, we will have a lot of actions together with them. We will grow together. Everybody will be a winner, and we will be very happy. And new partnerships that we aim to disclose other than investors are with gaming studios, game team, the game builders, okay? Because we want, we will see some games adopt tools and features in their ecosystem. So it's going to be real technical, strategical partnership with many of them. We will partner with game studios in a way that, you know, we can welcome big community of players from 99 Stars to their game in a safe and efficient way. So I'm pretty excited about it. I cannot disclose any names now, but we have many in the pipelines, many.
Amazing.
Yes, we will soon the roadmap, generically last update of the roadmap so that people see more or less where we're going, but it will update all the time. It's like a living entity. The roadmap today in this industry must be a living entity.
Yes.
It can change any time because we don't know what's happening to the industry. We know in the long term, but in short term, we need to adapt to be more efficient. And we will announce all those partnerships with the games. And I think within 1 month from now, yeah. Within February, we're going to have announced already many partnerships and technical news and releases of our tools, softwares. Yes, within 2 months from now, we're going to have many announcements.
Amazing. All right, so roadmap, like you said, it needs to be a living entity. Would you like to share any of your roadmap right now?
I can tell you the priority in the roadmap now is on the development, okay, in the tech development. So I expect to have an initial gaming ecosystem, maybe in beta version, not with all features, out by Q1 and Q3 this year. So we can say people to expect over Q1 and Q2 a beta gaming ecosystem up and running with thousands of players for each game. This is what we more in general can tell people to expect. And as I told you, because of some leaks, some annoying things, I'm not so open on telling what are the steps in the next weeks. So I prefer to announce when we're ready. But let's say that the goal is to have a running gaming ecosystem where you can see the structure of players, teams, onboarding, sharing the revenues, everything in an automatic way, trustless with smart contracts, everything built properly. And this is going to be up between Q1 and Q3 this year, so very shortly.
That's awesome to hear, man. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to check
initially,
it out.
Initially, it was for Q3. Imagine, you see, we never released the roadmap. If we did, it was due for Q3, and now we're talking about Q1 first features, Q2. So we're going faster than we expected at the beginning.
Yeah, that's great. It's like you said, you build every day. You don't
every day
chipping away, and now we got it done a little earlier.
Yeah. We're building different things. A software that helps gaming and wallets. We are building different things. Different parts of the ecosystems are under test or building at the moment.
Amazing.
Yeah. We're going good.
Do you want to plug your socials and Discord and Telegram and all that stuff?
Yeah, I don't have the list now of our socials. I'd say that the easiest way is to go to 99stars.io, the official website. And at the bottom of it, you can find all the links for all the socials. It's going to be the safest way. I can spell something wrong here, so I avoid.
Yeah, hey, no worries. I do YouTube videos on all these podcasts, and I'll grab all the links as well, and I'll put them down in the description. Great. Yeah, I mean, it's been amazing talking to you. This has been very enlightening. I'm sure everybody's going to love to hear this episode because
I hope so.
I'm sure they will. There's a lot of good stuff in here. A lot of good information.
Yeah. I'm unfortunately I cannot reveal everything that people want to know, of course, this is for the good of the project. This is for the good of us, the team and the investors and the token holders. And our gamers, this is to preserve the project. I mean, also to build, but also to protect the project. Definitely. But there are many news that we will release shortly, many. So people will feel more comfortable in the next weeks, seeing the roadmap, the news, some good data, good information, and they will see what we're doing. We're not promising, we are doing. I'm a doer. We are doers here. We didn't base the project on projections of what it could be if. We just said we showed what we already made and we will make multiples from now on. So we actually do things. We, for example, I'm not telling you how much we made in the first 3 weeks. I mean, in December, only 3 weeks. I wait the final tokens and assets to hit our wallets. Then we make the calculation of what we did, not what we expect to do. It's never projection I've yeah. seen many projections out there. We never made a single projection. I would never do. We do this. We're building this way. So it's on people, you know. They have to be do some research, some calculations, think a little bit deeper, and see how solid this project is. Because definitely. We're based on facts and not on promises. This is a completely different view. I've been an investor and token holder in many projects. So believe me, guys, that I know exactly what it feels like to be on the other side and how frustrating it could be sometimes to be on the other side. I know all this perfectly. And I promise that we will do our best to make everyone comfortable and safe with 99 Stars. Everyone, from contributors to investors to gamers, to team, everyone has to be into a single voice, single message, single vision, and single outcome, only positive.
Only positive. That's a great saying. I like that. Only positive.
Must be. Yes. Because if I fail in this, then what for I've suffered as investor for years? I mean, all the pain I had as investor, now I have to transfer this as a knowledge. It's teaching me something. And now that I learned from it, I have to spread the good to our people. I don't want blind believers. I want truth believers. It's different, you know? So this is why I only speak about what we do, what we did, and the facts, not projection. No definitely, promises.
I like the way you guys are going about it because, like you said, the market changes. You know, big hype trains come and go. I like it. I definitely like
it. It's volatile. It. Yeah, volatility is intrinsic. In the crypto world, because it's new, it's small, it's young. Sometimes it's crazy. So it's normal to have volatility. But you need basement. You need roots. Then the tree is fine.
All right. Well, like you said, man, it's like a toddler. Like the whole crypto space right now is growing into its own. Like you said, man, it's super volatile.
Yeah, because everybody wants to have the nicest, the biggest, and tallest tree. But you need to invest in roots to give stability. So if it takes a little bit longer to become the tallest, but you have very strong roots, when there is a winter, when there's a storm, you are not shaken. And then after the storm, you see less people around you, but your tree, you know, you big tree, you'll still be there because you have big roots. You're stable, you're solid. This is the way I see it. And I'm pretty sure that on the long term, it's going to pay out big.
I definitely think it will, man. Well, it's been great having you here on ATV. It's been
great for me to be here.
Tell me just trying to wrap my head around this crypto sphere, man. It's crazy, and I'm just glad that I'm here with ApeSwap and I get to meet partners like you guys, and just to hear everybody's story and just, you know, down the road.
Yeah.
Man. I'm getting so much information. I feel like the Joe Rogan of of crypto.
Yeah, Joe Rogan. Come on. I'm telling you, some friends are reaching me out now because they see me in interviews. So your project in crypto is okay. Can you tell me? Sorry, I have no time. I tried to explain you crypto in the last 3-4 years, but you were always busy with your life. And now you have to catch up. You have to invest time as I did. I had sleepless nights studying, working, trading, learning, chatting. I gave so much of my life to crypto. So now I'm going to use this for the benefits of projects like 99. But first of all, for myself. But it's been a sacrifice. So we believed. We didn't receive things dropping from the sky. We built them. First of all, believing, then giving time. You gave time to crypto, to ApeSwap, now to this podcast, and then you get the outcome. You are a pioneer. It's a pioneer industry, and you're doing something before mainstream comes. So mainstream will follow you. isn't that great?
Yeah, that's great, man.
Yeah. Mainstream will follow us. So we are pioneers. And therefore, we need to be smart, sacrifice if required. And of course, believe till the end. And change, update, improve, learn every time. Always be fair. We always have to be fair and hard workers and honest. That all this pays out, always. Later, most maybe definitely. Sometimes. Not immediately, might pay out later. But, you know, in the night I can go sleep tired, but, I want to feel good. And sometimes, often I feel good that I did my best to succeed in a honest and reliable way. It is very important for me. I go sleeping well. I don't know. I could never be a hacker or a scammer because I don't know how they can live with themselves after they steal people's money or they steal people's idea. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to sleep.
Me either.
Just not love myself for doing this. But, you know, we don't have all the same level of ethics. And for me, I'm totally light on this point. I did my best. Maybe did as I wanted. Maybe I'm not doing best in results, but in effort, in commitment, I'm at the best. And people that know me, they know how much I work and how much I am giving to 99 Stars. It's like a baby for me, and I want to see it grow nicely.
Yeah, us too, man. I can't wait to see it. You know, it's gonna be a ride for sure. And I didn't, you know, like I said before, man.
2022. Okay, I'm the CEO of this project, so I'm compromised. But I am the CEO of this project because I believe what I'm about to say. 2022, one of the revelation and one of the stars in the crypto industry will be 99 Stars.
I like that.
I'm pretty much sure that we will reach outstanding results in this year already.
Amazing. So I'm sure that all your investors are happy to hear that too.
Yes, they will be more happy once they see it. So
definitely
make it happen, because you know this is a promise. Okay, we have big partners, yes, but do it. And once you do and you score, the score talks on your behalf, then you know you don't need to add anything. Just look what we did. Is it good? We're going to do better. So this is exactly how I see it. Do make massive scores and see and grow.
Yep. And just like he said, man, he's super super busy.
Yeah,
I'm busy. If I'm busy and I'm not running, I'm not running a crypto project, imagine how busy he is. Luca, yeah. It's been great, man. It's been great having you.
Beyond human. Superhuman.
Yeah. It's been great having you here on the podcast today.
Yeah, it's been my pleasure. It'll be really nice. Hope to talk to you guys very soon. You rock. You're doing very well. I'm grateful for what you're doing. And I think your community should be also grateful for what you're doing, because you're rocking very hard and I like it.
Yeah, I'm hopefully everybody appreciates everything. It seems like it though.
If not everybody, most of the people, it's already a lot.
Most.
It would never happen. It would never happen that everybody's happy. It's not possible.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah,
they wouldn't be human. You know, they have to fight, they have to complain. There must be jealousy, competition, otherwise it's not human. But most of your users should be happy with what you're doing, guys, because you're doing really great.
I'd be happy with 70-30. That'd be good.
Yes, okay. Super good.
All right, well, I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. And have a nice end of holidays and all the best for 2022. For everyone listening to this podcast, for everyone in the market, everyone, I wish all the best for 2022. for a bright, successful year and nice quality of life. More freedom. This world needs more freedom. We're here to represent freedom. Remember, guys, we're here to represent freedom. We need to breathe as human beings. And the blockchain and gaming industry in particular is fresh air for us. So I hope we will all shine in our personal and business life this year.
Definitely. I echo that as well. And I'm going to be reaching out to you pretty soon about getting into trying to get into a guild. So
yeah, you want to make easy money. I see. You're welcome. You're welcome. And all your audience and the apes staking our tokens, they're all welcome to join our we're about to reveal lots of new positions soon. So just follow us on our socials, announcements, and let's grow together.
Let's grow together, man. All right. Have a great day.
You too, man. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.